Well, the Prime Minister, in announcing the suspension of the taxes, said people's anger must be heard. There has to be proper debate. But Macron had implemented the taxes, mainly the tax on diesel fuel that's used, primarily to offset environmental concerns. Are there people who approve of that? I mean, what's the public sentiment? We see the pictures of the cars on fire and the, you know, these violent protests. But what's the sense of the French people?
Well, it's gone long beyond that initial cause, which was, as you say, the fuel tax hike, which is coming. It's one of a series of increases which go back many years before Macron, a carbon tax which was to be brought in over many years. He's sort of accelerated that process, and it's all part of greening the economy and so on, with which most people, including most yellow vests, would agree. But you know, there's a sort of higher issue for the people who are protesting, which is their standard of living, the sense that this is a policy being dictated to them from the kind of comfortably off town dwellers who don't really need cars, and so they feel that they're having to pay for the conscience, the good conscience of the metropolitan elite. I mean, you know, it's part, there's a whole dialectic between town and province is very much part of modern day politics in Europe, and for all I know, in America too. You know, these are people saying, hang on a sec, you know, you may have your conscience, but we've got our livelihoods. And that's what lies behind it. And as for the violence, well, I mean, there's no doubt that there are some very angry people among the yellow vests. There's also no question that they were, you know, professional revolutionary people of far left and far right who have latched onto it and were there doing most of the burning on Saturday. Plus, I have to say, because I saw it myself, people, kids from the banlieue, you know, the ones who rioted before coming in and just taking advantage of the whole thing.
Yeah. Look, we got just a few seconds here. This is a suspension, not a cancellation. So what's the sense of what might happen?
Well, yeah, indeed. And there are people already saying this is not enough. My feeling is that we'll probably have another protest on Saturday by hardliners. But the aim of this concession is to speak to the majority of the country as a whole, to get them to say, oh, yes, look, the government has reacted. It is listening. And that should, the government hopes, and I think it may be right, you know, remove some of the momentum behind the protest movement as a whole, which means we might have peaked and we might be on a kind of de-escalation now.
Yeah.